This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Crews in Custer County are in a second day of battling the Elk Run fire. The blaze is on private property near the small community of Argyle. Officials say a lightning strike started the fire. Two buildings have been damaged, but the structures are standing. It's reported to be at 20% containment. Jim Bussell is a public information officer with the Rapid City Fire Department. He says the fire is approximately 225 acres. He says crews are taking advantage of favorable weather tonight and tomorrow morning. Bussell says the weather is expected to change.
We're looking at hotter, drier, windier conditions, conditions that are more conducive to large fire growth. So we're going to be... We're very conservative in our estimate of containment right now because we do have those conditions coming in. And
there are no mandatory evacuations as a result of the fire. Bussell says the weather forecast for the weekend shows favorable conditions for fires. He says it is important for people to limit any activity that involves an open flame. The South Dakota Department of Public Safety encourages drivers to keep sight of basic safety procedures during the Labor Day weekend. That includes minimizing distractions and staying aware of changing surroundings. Tony Mangan is the spokesperson for the State Department of Public Safety. He says this time of year it's especially important to watch for construction zones and farm equipment as traffic increases.
You know, it's one of the last big holidays of the summer, and one of the things is you see more traffic. You know, a lot of people are going to the state fair. You've already have school started. On the weekend, you've got, you know, athletic events or other school events as well. So there is a lot of traffic on Labor Day, and again, it's just a matter of people watching out for each other.
Mangan also says the Department of Public Safety's number one travel safety tip is to always wear a seatbelt. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.